Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we talked to Brian, the new manager at Crunch Fitness in Upland. Our topic today is how to find the right fitness club for you. As most things we purchase, we want to worry about the cost and quality of the service and product. That's why we go to Amazon, correct? After my interview today, I think Crunch Fitness in Upland has been able to give you both. Their hashtag is no judgment. This includes one of the topics we talk about is why they allow 12-year-olds to come in with a guardian or parent. Also, too, why they allow members to bring in a non-member. And also, what their classes are along with their personal training. Hope you listen to this interview today and understand that you can get both quality and also lower cost for your gym membership where a club like Crunch Fitness is, where they offer both the showers, the training, the group classes too, along with most gyms have, so you understand exactly how to get yourself healthy and stay healthy. And with any gym, the goal is to train enough, to work out enough by yourself or with a partner or in group classes long enough so your body sees that as your normal. The first couple weeks, maybe even months, might be tough. It depends on what type of shape you're in. But if you stick with it long enough, it gets you and keeps you healthy, no matter if you're 12 years old, 15, 20, 35, or 85, as some members are. Once your body has retained a certain amount of health, then your body can stay healthy on its own by having normal body chemistry and hormonal levels too, as we've talked about in our past episodes and interviews. Go right to the interview and see if this club or other clubs like them will suit your needs. All right, this is another episode of Crooked Spine Show. This is Brian, the new manager of Crunch Fitness in Upland. I want to talk to him about how his club works. I use the word club because it has not just fitness equipment, but also he has classes. He has a lot of information here he wants to talk about. I want to figure out how do we find the right club for you. That's going to be our biggest plan. Okay, Brian, with your club, what does it entail? How long have you been here for?
Well, the club's been here for about 6 years.
Okay, six years.
So 6 years. Talking about a little bit about a difference about our club, there are no contracts here.
Okay. Which
is nice. So the members love that freedom.
Great.
There's also the prices have been the same for the last 6 years.
Wow.
So there's been no inflation in our prices as well. Very competitive, very easy rates. Two plans to offer.
Fantastic.
So our community embraces it.
When I think a lot of it is versus other, if you want to call it name clubs out that have been for a long time, you guys offer a unique price range that people can't compete with. In the sense where there's ways to, if you want to call it, keep the cost down of running something like facility like this. At that point, you still have the restroom, you still have the shower. So people that can come in, don't work 9 to 5 like a normal club would, get the workout in, do a class. At that point, shower up and go right to work. Or after work too, come here, do a class, shower up, go after work. So you still have that facilities.
Exactly.
How do you do that? Or is that a secret sauce type of thing?
I mean, it's kind of crunch philosophy. So we wanted to offer something that's well priced. The two base plans we have are a base membership that's $9.95 a month. Our members can enjoy the whole club for that, meaning weights, machines, cardio. Like you said, they have full access to the locker rooms. Our other membership is the peak $19.95.
Okay.
That one lets you bring somebody with you every time you work out for free.
Okay.
So it's almost a 2-for-1 membership. You also get all of our classes with that. Your guest gets the classes with that.
Wow.
You personally get tanning and hydro massage, and you can use all of our franchise locations, which we have about 35 in California.
Wow. How do you do that? How do you keep the costs down?
I mean, it's pretty much a lean model, so which from a couple different ways, it's positive for us.
We talked about beforehand, too. When you do that and keep, if you want to call up some staff that you need, there's no wasting time, no wasting people or equipment, too. You make it convenient, you make it a club, and you make it also possible to come in whenever they want to come in.
Absolutely. So leanness, you know, you're mostly, if you're dealing with somebody and you have an issue, you're probably going to either be dealing with the assistant general manager or the general manager.
Got it.
Not a front desk person or a salesperson.
Got it.
So from that aspect, like I said, there's less people that you have to go through a chain of command if you have an issue or a concern. You're going to get addressed immediately, and by doing it that way, we keep our prices down.
There's no wasting time.
Right.
You know, if you have an issue, hey, I want to figure out what's going on, I'll just get taken care of. You're done with it. A lot of it is when people don't understand when they run a business, and this is a business, even at a corporate level, when you keep things as easy as possible for clients, or in my sense, patients, people don't get frustrated.
they think they're taken care of, they think they're being respected for one, too. When you say, well, we have to call someone, we have to check with the corporate, we have to check with somebody else, they'll get back to you, they go, why am I sticking around?
Right.
But I think that's the biggest thing. When you respect other people, give them respect because they're here to, basically you're here to serve them. If not, you're Nordstrom's or Crunch Fitness or a chiropractor, that should be your objective, I think. And when you've done that, which you have been, you've had that philosophy, talk about no judgment. What does that mean?
So no judgment means...
That's your hashtag for your for the crunch.
No judgment. So we want people who come in, okay, whether they're, and we do allow parents to sign up kids under 12 years old.
Perfect.
We have members that are 12 years old. We have members that are 86 years old.
Great.
Okay, so there is no judgment.
You go up to even 100 if you want to, right?
Absolutely.
There's no limit. We want to make sure there's no high end limit.
There's no high end limit. Okay. There's 12 years old, that's just for your insurance, right?
Sure.
But there is no judgment. So I've been in business for about 7 years.
Okay.
My members actually kind of like what I would say work together, right? So there's no concerns. I never have gripes about other members coming to me talking about other members, right?
Yes.
We don't judge our members. We bring them in. We help them achieve their goals. That's what our goal is.
You focus on getting in, getting your goals done, being selfish as a client here, being selfish. At that point, you get yourself in and out, and you keep your body healthy.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely. It's a great connection.
And why 12 years old? Why is that? Why do you have younger clients in some clubs or gyms? They don't offer that for people under 18 or under 16.
I mean, with this day and age, right? I mean, there is child obesity. There is diabetes.
Yes.
So we want to offer basically, you know, that first level of interception for the G, right? To help a kid get healthier, the sooner the better.
What I think 12 years old is when they stop doing physical education in elementary school. 13, 14 is sometimes junior high where they still have that. Then at the high school, that's not required for a lot of high schools. Or if it is, it's very watered down, hey, go do a quick lap. Okay, what we know as science has proven, when you stay physically healthy, you learn better. Your brain develops better. Your brain develops until you're 18, 19, 20 years old. So why not focus on the younger ages? At that point, like you said, preventing diabetes, preventing juvenile diabetes, which when you have juvenile diabetes, realize that's number one problem for adolescents to cause death in later in life because it causes secondary issues such as liver, heart, and kidney issues too. So keeping your body healthy from a bigger perspective as younger age, and bringing your child in as a parent or as a guardian, I think you're not only mentoring them to stay healthy, but also once they stop from school, continue on as a client at some club or some gym down the line too.
Absolutely.
I think that's my philosophy.
Absolutely. The parents love it. They can come with their kids. This can be a family environment.
Exactly.
They can drop their kids off with their friends that have a membership too.
Fantastic.
The only thing we require is the parents to come in the first time to initially sign them off or waive the liability.
Right.
And then they can come with a parent or come by themselves to have like an independent workout themselves.
And with that too, are there any objections for other clients having kids here, having any issues like that?
I have not had those issues. I have
Fantastic.
Not had other members come to me and say there's kids playing around or anything like that. I think it works well with the one that we have, and literally it's 12 years old to like you said, up to 100.
And I remember being a kid too, going to the gym with my uncle or my dad. When you're there, you realize it's serious. These are people that are serious, we're here to work out, don't get in their way.
Absolutely.
So it's almost that, if you want to call that fear per se, we're there clear, I'm here to work out and that's it. Once I'm done working out, I'm gonna get at it.
Exactly.
And yep. I think when you have that mentality, that discipline in the weight room, in the gym, or in a class, in a club, at that point, that goes over to your classroom too.
Absolutely.
It has to, that work ethic per se. Okay. Anything about that? How does that work? What have you seen results-wise since you've been here for a while now, too, with some of the younger kids? Just to start with them.
So, I mean, you know, the younger kids, they have a place to go after school. They have a place to come on the weekends. I see them when they're working out. I see them hitting the weights, just like you said, hard. I see them on their cardio machines, you know, for 15 minutes, 30 minutes. So, you know, they get pumped up. They bring in their friends, right? We have more people that come in. Their friends join as well, too. But I've honestly seen, just to your point,
yes,
people come in here, whether it be 12 years old or older, they're here to do one thing, work out, feel healthier, look better, and get better.
Get out.
So we have serious people that like to use our facility and see results.
I think, and this is the long-term perspective, when you show up and work out, a lot's going to be, how do you maintain that so your overall body de-stresses? like you said, mentioned with diabetes, with what's going on with just being people being sick all the time too. A lot of it is when we have that issue, we can develop workout routines here to tolerate those stressors. That's really the biggest key word, right? This is really what we talked about earlier, is having a lean club, okay? Keep equipment costs down, keeping staffing down too, so you're not wasting time in my office. I have 2 staff. You see sometimes 800 people a day, because we're efficient. We don't sit around and chit-chat, okay? You have to be efficient with what you do. That point, as a business owner, you keep the costs down, you give more to your clients, you don't waste time or have to overcharge them for things that actually make things sometimes intolerable. You need to go somewhere else, okay? Or you make the price so high, you give them the value that they need for when you do, say you actually give them something, tip, okay? So going back to from 12 years old to maybe 18, 20, 20 years old, how many high school kids come in here after high school? What kind of average do you see during the week?
Probably during the week, we probably have, and then mostly probably early evening. That is probably when we probably have the most of them.
Of course.
A good 50 to 100, I would say.
Fantastic. Where do they come from? What schools is up and up? So what schools do they come from usually?
I mean, most of my members, and forgive me because I don't live in this area.
Not wrong.
I'm new to this area, but most of my members are either from Pomona, Ontario, right next door, or up. So that would be the entire community.
That's all it is. And a lot of it is when you get the high school kids in here, they're looking, okay, I play sport, most likely, or if they don't too, how do I keep myself healthy? Or they want to go into the armed forces.
Exactly.
Okay, a lot of it is, how do you train on your own? Again, it's not a school saying, hey, be here at 3 o'clock after school, we're gonna go and train you guys. That's showing up. You show up on your own here, that shows maturity, that shows work ethic. Again, that rolls over to your classroom and your studies too. At that point, maturity has to be there to show up and get work ethic, okay? With your 9-to-5ers too, how do they benefit? How do they like the gym so far? With you, once you've talked, what they see here, especially if they transfer somewhere else, what do they like here instead of?
They like the cost.
Okay, right? Cost is phenomenal.
Cost is phenomenal. Okay. They like the cleanliness. So
easy.
I have a perfect. I have a person on point 9 to 6 every day. Club is 6 years old.
Fantastic.
Has a little bit of age to it, but it's great.
When you mentioned too, there might be some renovations coming up too. When you're keeping things going the whole time. I think a lot of it, when you do that, that alone, okay, this is a place where there's some quality. I can come here and feel like I'm going to a normal club, but not paying the high price that they sometimes charge because they have so much high overhead, which you don't have at all. That's great.
So we've, like I said, kept our prices the same for 5 years or 6 years.
That's fantastic.
We offer, you know, a great value, like I said, for everybody, whether you're 12 years old or 80 years old. Peak membership, honestly, that's my favorite. That's the 1995 where you can bring somebody with you.
It's 1995.
All of our clubs.
Right.
You personally get free tanning and hydro massage.
See, if they actually throw that in, the tanning and hydro massage, as part of your membership here.
Correct.
A lot of clubs will charge $30 a month extra for that.
Right.
I know one specifically in the area that doesn't. That's amazing that you can, again, keeping things lean, you have that on site, just use it. Again, a way to get people to relax, de-stress and relax, and get the body tolerate more stress in the overall environment, maybe working or in school, whatever it might be. Okay. And also too, with that, with your older clients, your seniors, for example, what is their peak time usually to come in?
Usually mid afternoon.
Okay.
So I'd say probably 2 to 4 or 5.
Okay. And do you do more weights, more classes? What do the seniors like to do here?
They're mostly into machine weights and cardio.
Okay.
So that's pretty much, they have the routine. Some of them have, I guess what would I say, they're a little quick, so maybe 2 to 4 of them come in at a time.
Why not?
They've known each other here for 6 years, so they know each other.
Wait, carpool too, that's exactly. Why it makes it easier for them.
Absolutely.
And your classes, what classes do you offer here? What are classes more popular in your clubs?
So we have about 10 different classes. We do them twice a day.
Okay.
Meaning we start at 6 a.m., we go to about 10 a.m.,
okay.
And we do that again pretty much the same in the evening, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
What classes do you offer?
Zumba is going to be our most popular. So
yes, I love
twice
Zumba.
We do a cardio Thai kickboxing, which is kind of
okay.
Music as well as moves with legs and arms and things like that.
Fantastic.
Two of my favorite would be 2 boot camps. We have a BOSU boot camp with a BOSU ball.
Yes.
And then we have another one literally called belly button thighs. And that women love that. So
it says what it is.
Absolutely.
What you work on.
Absolutely. And 2 more favorite classes would be chisel. Which is going to be full school counts, seven, like jumping jacks, push-ups, light weights, 2 pound weights, and an ab solution, which is abs and your core.
Painful. I love those classes. They hit the same time.
True.
So, And those are offered Monday through Friday?
Monday, well, we have classes Monday through Sunday.
Okay, so you have every day we have classes.
We taper off a little bit on Saturday and Sunday.
Sure.
So we still have 3 classes on Saturday and then 1 class on Sunday.
You still have enough classes.
Absolutely.
You know? What I like to just watch in the front desk where we're located right now, people come in, they check themselves in. There's a trust factor here that people don't realize that kind of is implied with the system. And I think by having that too, you build a better reputation with the overall community.
Sure.
Too.
Absolutely.
So we don't, again, waste time by having someone sit there and go, hey, welcome to the club all day long.
Absolutely.
Having that trust, people knowing that, gives them, I think the respect that this is my club. This is where I go to, this is where I belong to. Okay, and that's why I think you have a lot of members that have been here for a long time, continue to be here, and then bring their friends and family into.
Absolutely.
Good. And you just joined the chamber too. Why did you join the chamber, the Upland Chamber, which is the best chamber in the world, as some people say?
I think it's a great chamber, and I've only been to one event, so I enjoyed the next year to come.
Why did you want to do that versus kind of stay in your gym or stay in your club?
So we're big on business-to-business because that's how we try to drive a few things. So we've been spending more time, you typically, just going more door-to-door. This is a great exposure because that is already a forum that's already pre-established.
Huge.
So it's just going to compound, you know, a lot more.
When you've done a lot of, hey, bring your friend in, bring your other friends in, bring your classmate in for one, so you've done now business-to-business. Now we're going to expose you more, the World Wide Web, they call it. At that point, get you out there. At that point, let's, as a chamber, because I'm a chamber member too, and as a community, build that reputation and get people more out there. I mean, like I said, this is a trend, not trend. This is where it's very unique. Where the trend is, you stay high-end club, or you go to a corporate club that's been there for a long time, and I don't want to name names, or you go to a small fitness center, which may be one-on-one personal training. This is your in-between where you can still, it's very, very affordable. It gives you everything you need on your own, along with the classes, I think, and the showers, to get yourself to work or school. Excuse me. At that point, you have everything you need, and at a very, very practical cost. And I think a lot of it is you have trainers that have been here that are educated, that have graduate degrees, that understand the kinesiology behind what happens, how the body works. You're offering a higher quality as a club would, but at a better price. Okay, and again, let's go over one more time the offer you have here.
So monthly we try to do something for our communities.
Okay, every month. This is November two, or October 2017,
yep.
Right?
So our offer right now, and we do it both in the mailers, and then we also have outreach cards where we'll go and give them out to the community.
Great.
Right now we have a 31-day free pass.
What?
Which is pretty significant.
Or where
if you turn that in instead of a 31-day pass, you actually get a 31-cent enrollment. So on our base membership, it's $9.95 a month, but of course that's a premium price, low price to pay, so we charge $99 only. You literally get that membership for 31 cents to start up, plus the first month, plus $10 in the 650 program. So $26 to start up the membership, that's $9.95 a month after that.
And realize some people will go, well, that seems too cheap. What am I gonna miss? Am I still getting the hydro massage? I'm still getting the tanning booth I want, I'm still getting the class to get everything that is required, but there's no limited membership, it's all you get in facility. Okay, you have here, you get with this membership.
For the $9.95, you get the machines, the cardio, the weights.
Got it.
$19.95, that's the peak. That's one that's $10 more, that's one that does include everything else.
That's what I want to make sure, okay, that's clear with everyone too. Okay. I mean, my biggest thing is, how do you get what you need to work out? At that point, when someone's here, what's the, if you want to call it, you mentioned it's a no contract type of issue here, right?
Correct.
Okay, with that, if someone stays, what's a length of time to stay where they're going to stay? Does that make sense?
Correct. So a couple of things behind that. We try to give them the best experience first, right? We also set up every member. We talk about training.
Okay.
I personally would say, what's your fitness goals?
Exactly.
Try to, if
so
it's
you do
affordable,
a full evaluation when you come to the door.
Exactly.
You're like, hey, here's your membership, get out of here.
Exactly.
So full evaluation.
What I'll try to do is, if this training is affordable to you, then I'll set you up on training.
Okay.
If it's not, I'm still going to give each one of my new members a free training session with a trainer, complimentary.
Right.
So that helps them get kickstarted the right direction. Right. We do things like give them the small referral cards, which we have now. I think you have those.
Yes.
Which is a 31-day pass for their friends.
Yeah,
so when they sign up right now, they'll get 3 of those. So that also helps them to stay motivated. because they'll bring in some people too, right?
Well, if they don't know anyone here already, they're going to bring in a friend that, hey, look, come work out with me, it's going to cost you.
Correct.
That point, they're going to show up more and see the overall benefit.
Absolutely. Good. So we figure, you know, somebody's a member with us, you know, 6 months down the road, a year down the road, they're probably going to be pretty committed to stay a member unless maybe they move or something dramatic happens, an accident or something like that.
Well, and that's the key too with anything that you do for a habit, 4 to 6 weeks minimum. At that point, you're going to want to continue to go.
Absolutely.
But you have to show up initially. I like the training initially. At that point, it gives them kind of a goal, what to work on, what to focus on, and get themselves motivated. And with a friend too, same thing. Sometimes your friends will demotivate you, want to go get a donut across the street. Hope you get brings in friends that actually want to work out. When you've done that for 3 to 4 months, realize your body will actually change, so you're going to want to continue to work out. Because it makes you de-stress your body, makes your body feel healthier, makes your brain work better, and overall your life seems a lot easier. Your perspective life becomes easier too. Okay? By having that chemical, neurological, hormonal change, by spending enough time in a club, okay, maybe here or somewhere else, at that point your body can actually see that as normal and maintain them. We want our comfort zone. If your comfort zone is here right now and you haven't started training, get your comfort zone up here, but give yourself time to get there. Realize it's going to be work, right?
Absolutely.
You don't do work for them. You don't lift the weights for them.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. You have to show up. By having a friend who can work out with you, I think that helps a lot. By giving that really, hey, bring your friends in. It's easy.
Absolutely.
3 days is phenomenal. Okay, if you do even 3 to 4 months, that gives you that long-term perspective. I want to stay here, or if you move, you had mentioned too, this is a national franchise, correct?
Correct.
That's it.
Well, it's corporate across country, and then within the corporate, there's also franchise, so we're a blend of both.
That's all it is. So you can actually go somewhere else, too, if you need to. If you move, whatever it is, you have other options. So again, I think, Brian, this is a unique situation to where you have a good cost for a club membership, offering everything you do. At that point, how do you want to expand more? What part of the community do you want to focus on next? More kids, more adults, more seniors, some businesses? What do you want to focus on?
I'd like to help out people that need the help, right? Whether
that's
that be
it.
People that are recovering from an injury, people that need it because of an illness, right?
Where
diabetes can be corrected. So I want to help the community. I want to help who needs to be helped.
And I think a lot of what we're going to do, Brian, is really sit down the line and go, okay, how do we focus on, say, diabetes areas or rehab centers? If someone's done physical therapy and they release them, where can they go? Here. Okay, at that point, especially if it's a lower cost than a normal club and there's really no contract, get in here, get your workout in. If you want to stay, great. If you don't, great. But that can become the next care from medical care to actually home care at a facility. That when you rehab properly, maybe a medical condition or physical injury, that when your body heals, you back to your quality of life will deteriorate over time. I see a lot with my senior patients, unless you get the right care at the right time, you develop scar tissue, you lose that motivation to help, you get sick of medications too. Why not do it naturally? It takes some time and effort, some sweat too sometimes. That point, by doing this, I think, your actually body gets healthier naturally and you want to maintain that. It helps your confidence so that you don't have an injury anymore, your body actually has healed itself. Okay. Anything else, Brian, to start with for our first video?
No, I think it's great. I think we've covered pretty much. I'd like to invite anybody that wanted to come by and try us out.
Again.
You know, come stop by. We'll show you the facility, bring a couple friends with you too. Hours of operation.
Yeah.
So I'll go over that real quickly.
Good.
Monday through Thursday, 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, we're open 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., excuse me. And then Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you're basically at normal club hours.
Correct.
There is no difference in anywhere else than you see in the area. Okay. You make yourself available to everyone that needs it. People can check themselves in. They get their own access here. I mean, basically, this makes it very, very simple to either recover from an injury, get themselves healthier, or with a trainer, get themselves at a higher level. If you're either 12 years old or 89 or above.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you for covering it all for the first time.
Well, Brian, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being a member of the another interview for the Crooked Spine Show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I hope that interview worked out for you. So you understand, even though we talked about more about Crunch Fitness than other gyms, because we're corporate, we're not supposed to, so they told me. A lot of it is realize you can join a high-end club where they have yoga, they have spin class, they have a salon, they have racquetball courts, what have you. Or you can go personal training where it's one-on-one or cross the type of training to group training. This is the in between. This is where the cost is a big factor along with quality. You get what you need, and if you're a younger person too, you can get in there also. Even as a parent, bring your child in, and you have some classes. You have a full Sharps does, you can get right to work if you're a 9-to-5er. Also, too, if you're a senior, you can come in there even throughout the day, too. So realize, this is a club where we can get started. Okay, this is what I, in my mind, I think. At that point, once you get there, you give yourself time to adapt to maybe doing some training with a trainer. Get yourself set up so you're in good form, don't hurt yourself. Spending the time in there, training your body, over time, then your body changes. Realize results when I talk to trainers, personal trainers, or gym owners, it takes weeks and months to see a difference, even through yoga or Pilates. So give yourself the time. This club allows you to do it at a lower cost. So at that point, if you want to go somewhere else, great, but start here, get your feet wet. At that point, you work on your body getting healthy, so your body chemistry, your body's hormonal levels, to the internal body changes, so you feel the long-term difference, so your internal body stays healthy too. All right? Hope Brian and I gave you kind of an insight of what to look for in a club. And again, Amazon, we shop it all the time too. Allows to get of a good quality for a good price. That's what Brian is trying to offer here at Crunch Fitness in Upland. So check out this video again too if you need to in the show notes. Even the show notes too will have the highlights, certain topics like, for example, 12-year-olds, why they allow them in there, or the no judgment hashtag too. And go to them too. I'll put, you'll see other notes too. You'll see my Facebook page, the full YouTube channel too. Go in there. We love your comments. Helps push me to get more interviews out there that you want to hear. All right? So have a great day, and we'll see you soon.